Good afternoon. Today is Wednesday, June the 20th, 172nd day of the new year. Joining us this afternoon, one of the tenured supervisors.
Been there in so long.
Yes, Mr. Sundberg is with us. That kind of feels weird, doesn't it?
It does, yeah. Doesn't feel like it's been very long.
Well,
it's only been a year and a half.
Yeah, so. Yeah. You're still one of the most senior members.
Yeah, I guess when you're as sharp as me, you just year and a half seems like 10 years, right?
That's right. Or
I can't believe you agreed.
Or the other way around, it just seems to us like it's been 10 years with your year and a half being there.
Yeah, now you sound like
depends on what side of the tack you're looking at, right?
Yeah,
okay. This afternoon we're talking about the general plan, get a status update on that, some of the things that are going on. How important is it? How important do people perceive that it is? We'll talk a little bit about that. And also with the acceptance yesterday of Jimmy Smith's letter of resignation, we'll talk a little bit about Jimmy. And more importantly, what does mentoring mean? What does it do, and how has it helped out Mr. Oldbuck here?
Hmm.
I'm going to really beat you to death on
mushy,
the old thing.
Mushy and deep.
No, not wow. Mushy. No, no. We'll just say, yeah, Jimmy's going, don't let the door hit you. Okay, fine. We'll talk about mentoring also when we come back.
I'm Jim Mongi, principal of St. Mary's Catholic School and Preschool. Our preschool program is designed to teach and model basic educational and social skills that children will need for success in kindergarten. Students learn about numbers, shapes, and colors. They begin pre-reading and writing. They develop problem-solving and sharing skills. They learn that school is fun. St. Mary's Preschool provides the foundation for a lifetime of learning. Give us a call today at 822-3877, license number 125-401-910.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times, 313. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Ryan Sundberg. But before we do, our quote this afternoon comes from Joey Adams. Boy, he was funny when my grandpa was alive.
I don't know who he
you
is.
You don't recognize
Joey Adams.
Think 60s, 1960s.
I was born in 1975.
Well, see, so you're grandma and grandpa, or maybe even earlier, further back than that, depending on how youthful and sprite they were in 75. He was a comedian in the 50s and 60s.
Okay.
If you break 100, watch your golf. If you break 80, watch your business.
I like it.
Yeah, no kidding.
I love golf.
Do you?
Yeah, I like try and play as much as I can. I still played. I added it up, though, and I played half as much as Obama last year, so I think I'm safe.
But probably twice as much as President Bush was when he was in office?
No.
Of course, you're not working weekends.
If I say work weekends, we pick up our packets on Friday afternoons and have to be ready for Tuesday. I read all weekend, every weekend.
Yeah, well, okay, weekends by the pool.
Weekends,
reading
the
materials.
Will you actually comfy chairs?
Will you take the packet in with you to the meetings, or will you have a compendium note sheet and just pull those things out that are things that you want to discuss particularly?
I bring the packet with me because it's there'll be things that someone might refer to, and you need to flip to it to see exactly what they're talking about. Someone gives some public testimony, and so I bring it with me. I have a note sheet that I make my own notes on what I want to talk about, but there's always things that come up from another supervisor, someone from the public that you need to look up on the fly. And guess what, though? I have good news for you. Do you remember a while back we were talking about
flashback.
I hope I don't hurt you here.
No, that's okay. Yeah. My neck's back, and it's where it belongs. Okay.
I saw your left eye twitching really heavily.
Yeah, me and Clouseau, right?
So we decided that we're going to get the iPads for board members.
Okay.
And we're going to save $30 in printing each packet. And after the first, 8 months, it'll pay for itself. So
for the remaining 3 or 4 years,
it's
extra money for somebody.
For somebody, yeah. I'm sure it'll get spent. How about that?
You think?
Yeah. So, no, it'll save me a trip, because sometimes I don't come to Eureka on Fridays, if all my meetings are in my district or, you know, north, I have to make a special trip back to Eureka on Friday or Saturday to get my packet, and this will keep me from having to drive all the way back to Eureka because they can email it to me.
Timely and efficient.
Yes, so I'm a happy camper.
Now we just get email and wireless in some of the areas of your district. You're in Lake Flint.
We're working on it. Yeah, there's some new internet proposals going around through Willow Creek all the way up to Orleans, and then from Siskiyou County coming down into Orleans. There's already a wire coming that way.
Right, so. Charter has that one, don't they?
Well, it's part of the Karuk tribe.
Oh, okay.
Tribe. However you say, yeah. They got a grant, and so that's how they're paying
for
it.
Cool, so they're extending the existing fiber optic.
Yeah, down. Coming down from Siskiyou County that way, and so what we want to do is go from Willow Creek and come in and hook up to that one, and then...
So why not bring Willow Creek in to the coast and have a double redundancy?
Well,
wouldn't that be?
They're talking about looping that one around into Trinity County, going up 299 that way.
Okay.
And there's some really rugged spots through there that they might have to do some microwave spots.
Something.
To get them, because it's just, you know how it's rugged and steep some of those spots are. Not that they couldn't do it, it's just it may make financial sense to.
Somebody got smart, and there's not enough savings from the print job.
Yeah.
To make that one happen.
Yeah. Just don't tell anyone.
Oh. I won't. You just did. What about Oryk?
Oryk. We, it's kind of.
Cell phones, internet.
Well, they've.
Non-dial-up internet.
They have cell phones in Oryk.
That work?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I know AT&T doesn't work except on the one turn there.
Well, I called Jill all the time on her cell phone.
She have 18? Well, she's up on the mountain. She's not down in town.
Yeah, but I've used my cell phone through work, so it works.
Okay.
But, you know, they
must
have...
Must not be with AT&T.
They've got some other big things happening in Oryk.
Water?
No.
Development?
Green Diamond, we just approved their zone changes to do recreation... through their commercial recreation, and they have a proposal on the table that may put, you know, somewhere around 200 units in there of, you know, camping space, RV space, camp.
It's not going to be the one big building. It's going to be more for the pull-alongs or the tent folks.
Yeah, it'll be a little bit of everything. So it'll have RV spaces. They'll have some camp, some cabins. They'll have tent, in Yosemite there's like a platform and then it has like canvas sides on it and
really welcoming, but I've heard that some wood platforms
they're gonna have some of those and
whatever your experience is
and they're looking it's for. On the old mill site, you know, so they're gonna repurpose
back properly so that Fish, EPA, everybody else is all happy?
Yeah, they have already had a meeting with all those guys to, you know, see what... They'll follow all the laws.
See, I remember those things.
Mm-hmm. So they have that.
Now your eye is twitching.
So that would be... I think that would be huge, huge boost to that town after... You know, especially after losing the Oryk mill. You know.
KINS, News and Information Times, 319.
Hi, this is Eric from Northwood Chevrolet Hyundai. You know, I think a lot of people forget that we have a great selection of used cars available. We might not have the inventory that some of the larger dealerships do, but I know our quality used cars stack up against anybody else's in the county. Plus the fact, if we don't have something on our lot, come on in, see us, and we can probably find it for you. We have a quality selection of some very nice used cars, what most people were looking for. But again, if we don't have it on our lot, we can probably find it for you at Northwood Chevrolet Hyundai.
Hi, my name is Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai, and I invite you to come down. We're open from 8:30 in the morning till 6 o'clock at night for your shopping convenience. Closed Sundays to be with family.
We live it, we reveal it.
And as my dad used to say, don't bring much money. You won't need it. That's Northwood Hyundai, 7th and D, Eureka.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times, 324. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Mr. Sundberg. Ryan, as you're looking at some of the different potentials for development, I mentioned water with Oric. There is still the building moratorium in Oric, right?
The building moratorium?
Yeah.
Well, they,
because they don't have a water system that can handle any additional.
Well, they're on septic right now, but they have they had that project that was moving forward to get them a community wastewater system, and it was being funded by Prop 50. They had some problems with the environmental impact report and some of the agencies that some of the plans that they had were taking too long for, because the Prop 50, it has to be spent by March of 2013, and they just weren't going to get there. And so that money was pulled from the project, but in the Prop 50 rules, it says if the money gets pulled from a project in that county, it gets to get spent somewhere else in that county. And so
as their supervisor, where did you re-spend their money?
Well, it's our money.
The twitch is back.
Yeah, it's the county's money. You know, there was another project. There was a Redwood Creek project. So they $125,000 of it's going to go towards the Redwood Creek project. The big one is we are proposing to put $1.3 million into the Martin Slough Interceptor project. That's like 10,000 customers that's going to feed, and those customers were going to have to absorb that cost in their bills.
How much was it?
We're going to do another $1.3 million.
Okay.
And then there was some other projects.
That's for existing customers, well, rather than future customers.
Yeah, because they were going to have to borrow that money, and then that money, that loan payment, gets split up between all the customers that are on the system. So we're going to save them a bunch. You know, save them that money.
So what happens to the Oric folks?
The Oric folks will be put into the. You know, this is still a high. It's going to still be a high priority project for Prop 50, just in the next round. So they're still going to keep moving
forward on the project.
Yeah, and then we need to make sure that in the next Prop 50 round, they're going to be able to complete it in that cycle, because they have deadlines of when you have to complete the project, and which is good, because then it just doesn't, you know, you don't have projects that are just going on forever. And I tried to reassure them that, you know, it's not going to fall off of my radar for sure. And this is, you know, Jill Duffy's actually working with the Oric Community Services District, and she's on top of it. So I think between the groups that are working on this, it's not going to fall through the cracks, and it will get completed.
So in your term, before you leave?
Depends on how many years I run.
Doesn't matter, does it? You're not going to walk away from this one, are you?
No, Jill didn't walk away from it.
There you go.
Yeah, okay. No, I think I would be interested in helping, you know, whoever follows me, I'd be interested in helping.
No. You can't do that to somebody else.
I wouldn't want
to
help
them. See this one through. Well, see, I'm already starting to pigeonhole you into the corner.
So yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, okay. I'm not looking for a formal declaration or anything, just more of a philosophical commitment.
Okay. I told you were going to get mushy.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, here's a little smashed potatoes for you. When you see Oric in 15 years, what are we going to see?
We did a community meeting out there. Well, it was probably about a year ago now, and there's the revitalization plan that they have. And I think Oric could, you know, be a little bustling little place with, you know, get the wastewater system done, get, you know, that campground concept done at the end of town where the old Oric mill site is, and the plan that they have to beautify, you know, kind of like what they did in Willow Creek. You know, they made it look like a little town, and instead of people just driving right through it, going as, you know, fast as they can, get them to slow down and stop, And they a lot of people do that in Willow Creek now after they did that. So I could see that town, you know, it's never going to be huge because it's out there.
But site a couple more mills back where the old mills were.
I don't think we're going to get any more mills.
I don't think that one's going to happen either,
yeah. But I think with some, you know, really good commercial recreation, I mean, they're right at the gateway to the Redwood Forests. And
yeah,
you know,
you'd think as a gateway
the beach
city,
right there,
it ought to just be smoking hot. And perhaps the building moratorium because of the water, once that is released, maybe then some things will start happening. Because I've heard that the property values have gone up in anticipation of some of these things going on. So
well, I heard
others are recognizing the potential too.
Yeah, we've been doing a lot of stuff with parks lately, and you know, we did the Grizzly Creek Park, and we were talking about the national and state parks also, and they were doing a study on how long people stay at parks, and the redwoods here on the coast, they stay the least amount of time, you know, as opposed to Yosemite, they'll stay for a week. Here they stay for an afternoon.
Yeah.
And
give us 5 minutes, we'll show you a tree.
Yeah. So, but I think there's a way to keep them here longer.
Food works.
I
found in my history, yeah. KINS, News and Information Time, it's 3:30.
Now a minute of sunshine for Humboldt. We think of the Coast Guard as being gallant lifesavers, and they are. However, there's another side of the Coast Guard, faceless bureaucrats far away. 3 years ago, one wrote to the Humboldt County Fair Association to say they wanted back the Mendocino Lighthouse lens that's been atop the county fair's main entrance for 63 years. The fair offered to build a new building for the lens. A citizen group, Save Our Lens, began to raise money. Then the Ferndale Museum offered to give the lens a new home. Most letters to the Coast Guard have gone unanswered. 2 weeks ago, though, in an undated letter, the Coast Guard warned Ferndale it would soon send a Lempus to begin removing the lens. They didn't say when he'd arrive or give his name, but we think it's Grinch. In Rome 2,000 years ago, the famous orator Cicero spoke of the arrogance of officialdom. If he were here today, he'd put those Coast Guard bureaucrats in that category. Sunshine for Humboldt is a nonprofit civic association dedicated to the people and places that make this a good place to live.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times, 3:35. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Humboldt County Supervisor Ryan Sundberg. Mentoring is something I think that a lot of folks are intrigued by. I think we've all had mentors, whether or not it's been something that's formal or stratified or anything like that, or maybe it was just an older buddy or somebody's, you know, a lot of times obviously it's going to be our parents or maybe our friend of our parents, the first employer, things like that. When you came on board, the board, or maybe as step back, as you were ascending through the tribe, were there mentors there? If I said, okay, who would be the guy or gal who really was your mentor early on?
My Uncle Garth, for sure. Yeah, he was on the council with me. And he
brutally honest.
Oh yeah.
Our family
yeah. family does not let anything slide. And if you're not used to being made fun of, we'd be a tough family to hang out with.
And if you are, you have great fun.
I won't tell you all the nicknames I had because I don't think I can say them on the radio.
And hopefully not all of them are appropriate right now.
No.
Or applicable.
No.
Okay. Good. So you've outgrown a couple of them. When you move from that setting, kind of family in general, to the board. I know Jill has helped you out an awful lot and served that role, but she's not there. In the formal structure, who has been the mentor for you?
Well, it's been Jimmy Smith for sure.
Jimmy did step up?
Okay. Oh, yeah. One of the things he did is moved his office. You know, he could have had a pick of any office he wanted in the building.
He's the old-timer?
Yeah, because he's there the longest, and, you know, there was two new people coming in, and he chose one of the smallest offices and put his office right in between Virginia and I. So it's me, Jimmy, Virginia. And he did that just so he could help us and answer questions and, you know, be right there. And I thought that was pretty cool that he did that, and I don't know if he knew what he's getting himself into, because Virginia and I tease him relentlessly.
Well, have you covered up the holes in the walls yet? Yeah, so you just yell in. Yeah. Yeah.
They do have thin walls there. But he's just been great. I can't say enough nice things about him.
So with Jimmy stepping aside, whether it was as anticipated or as now will be the case, who backfills in that role for you? Is there anybody that you're going to go look for? Or anybody else who's kind of out there? Not a jack of all trades, certainly, but somebody that you can just bounce things off of.
I think I still call Jill a lot, and you know, I've got a circle of friends that are pretty good. That
outside the building or inside the building?
Oh yeah, outside the building.
What about inside the building?
I don't know.
Is there anybody? Because I would think, I guess the reason I'm kind of continuing on this train of thought, government is really its own world. Mm-hmm. You got your own language, you got your own schedules, you got your own time commitments, you got your own people. And there's so many things that are unique. It really is almost a subculture inside the building, wherever the building is located. It's not specific just to Humboldt County. And I would think it would take 4 or 5 years, mid-second term, before things were really dialed in.
Yeah.
And you knew who to go to, when to go to. You could communicate with them effectively. Mm-hmm. You knew what the patterns were, the lay of the land.
Yeah, I think, you know, Jimmy's going to leave a big hole, for sure. I mean, it's going to be tough, because whenever I have, you know, all the little questions that I think back on now that I ask him, and he just point me in the right direction, and, you know, most everybody's busy. You know, it's hard to catch up with people unless they're right there. You can go by and talk to them, and, Phil will be a great help.
He's almost the aged wonder now, isn't he?
Smith Haynes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, he's been there 5-6 years?
He's been there a little while, yeah.
Yeah. So
But it's also
that'll rock him. Go ahead, pass it on. That'll rock him.
No, it's also hard because I think I'm a natural skeptic, and so I have a hard time just taking information from anyone and just saying okay and believing them. It's like I'll have to go and find out what, you know, any arguments against it, and then try and flesh it out for myself before I can really accept it. And so,
yeah, second source. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's. Most, I have a hard time trusting the whole thing. It seems like there's, especially in this business, there's always somebody with an angle, and I think you'd be in big trouble if you weren't skeptical.
Huge trouble.
Huge trouble. Or you would end up looking silly once in a while.
Is there anybody in government up the ladder, up the feeding chain, whatever you want to, anybody at Sacramento, anybody at the state level, that you go, yeah, that person's a good person that you would be able to reference?
I don't know any of them well enough to be able to say that. I mean, there's some nice people there, and then if I know that if I called them, they would, you know, call me back and answer my questions, but I just don't know any of them personally enough that I would.
Not going to invite them over for a barbecue yet.
And I've never even went to dinner with any of them before, you know, besides one of the functions they've had.
Well, I think that's probably one of the more challenging things for younger folks, in this younger as in experience, not younger as chronological age, is to find out, okay, who can I throw a hook into and go along for the ride? And if there are some of those big questions that you have full 100% trust with. You know, I've got some in the radio industry that, I mean, they're not even this part of the country, that I can just call up and go, da-na-na-na-na-na-na-na, what's going on here? And get a straight shot and not have to get second, third, fourth sources.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, okay, thank you very much. Execute the plan in the next 2 minutes and then move on.
Yeah. Yeah, there's not a lot of that.
See, that's another reason for that second or third term. So I'm bumping it out. The further you give me, the longer I'm going to put you in there.
Yeah, I told someone, I said, well, if I run again, they said, what? I said, let me repeat myself. If I run again. Yeah.
Where's the whiteout? Okay, we took care of that part. KINS News and Information Time is 3:42. We'll be back with more from Ryan Sundberg.
Oh.
The flame of learning is lit daily at St. Bernard's.
Hi, this is Craig Brown, Dean of Students and Campus Ministry at St. Bernard's Catholic School. We're praying in these days how we can create an even more definite presence of Christ in the world around us. We pray we all have an opportunity to stop the rush of this time of year to give profound thanks for the many blessings our Lord has showered on us.
St. Bernard's High School and Elementary School, making a difference in lives for today and tomorrow.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times, 3:46. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Ryan Sundberg. Ryan, as you look for mentors, there's an opportunity also for you to mentor. Is there anybody that you've kind of looked around and either offered or who is flying under your wing right now?
I don't know if I've, nobody in specific that I've really taken under my wing and just, brought them along. And there's been people here and there that I've supported. And, it was funny that when I left the Trinidad Rancheria, the young man who took my spot was the same age, 21 years old or 22 years old, that I was when I first was elected. And so I talked to him a little bit and, told him if you ever need anything, give me a call. And I think my uncle told me that he's doing a really good job and picking up stuff fast and really smart. And
which means he's paying attention to Garth.
Which means he's doing everything Garth wants, basically.
Yeah.
So I called Rex after I knew he won, and I told him, if you ever need anything, let me know. I know there's going to be all these little things, I know I've only been there a year and a half, but there's been so much stuff that I've learned in a year and a half, and just all the little things of, when someone asks you these questions, you have no idea where to even start. And that's what Jimmy's done for me, is call this guy, or let me call this guy for you and introduce you. He's
filled in the little stuff.
I think Jimmy will still answer your phone calls after, when he's done and kicking back at the house. I guarantee he'll answer the phone calls from us when we have questions of where do we go to, where do you even start with this question? So,
and I know the department heads have done the same with some of the folks that had been there before, because there is so much. It's almost like oral history. I mean, it's not, because it's written down somewhere, but by the time you find it, who knows where it is.
The issue's by you already by the time you find it.
Yeah, the efficiencies of the quick retrieval and the quick. I would think that there would be an auction in about 6 weeks or so of Jimmy's Rolodex or a copy of it, because that's the kind of stuff, or the old Rolodex. Now it's probably contact forms and all that kind of stuff.
He still uses the Rolodex.
But, who do you go to for what? And almost have like a go-to guide, indexed not by person but by topic. So it's fish. Okay, here are all the fishing folks. Boom, and you got them there. And I would think that's where the real value of that information could be.
The tough part about that is after 6 months, it's not going to do you much good. I mean, they change around so fast, and half the time, you have to be interested in that subject and be part of that subject. The fish thing. One of the questions I asked Jimmy was, I had heard that Humboldt County is owed 50,000 acre feet coming down the Trinity River, and the decision was supposed to be made any day, and 2 months later, I said, Jimmy, where's our 50,000 acre feet question? I haven't heard anything. And I didn't even know who to even call to find that out. And so he gave me the phone number to the guy who is the head of the BOR in Reading, called him. He was happened to be going to be in Willow Creek, and we ended up not getting together, but we talked on the phone for about an hour, and he ran me through the whole list of reasons, or the whole background of the 50,000 acre feet, their perception of it, whose desk it's sitting on in Washington D.C., and basically once he said sitting on a desk in Washington D.C., okay, now I know why it's not moving forward.
Good. Well, and now you know who to send the barbecued salmon to. Get it off that desk. We need more of this, bud. Thanks for coming by.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
We've been talking shop with Ryan Sundberg. Join us tomorrow afternoon for more Talk Shop. Till then, go out and make it a good day. Hug someone you love, and I'll see you tomorrow.